So I'm sorry that you were scared about the alarm, the building alarm going off. Not just one of these station alarms, which are, you know, they go blank and they beep a little bit. You had the building alarm.
I did.
If you've never heard it before, it stops you in your tracks.
Yeah, it does. Well, I pulled up and I'm like, what is this? No, the alarm's going off. And sometimes if there's a helium balloon that kind of floats around, it sets the alarm off. And
or if there's a serial killer in the building, sometimes the alarm will go off.
You just don't
know. So then what happened?
So I went inside, tried to turn the alarm off. It wasn't working. And then I went outside. I'm like, I don't know if there's somebody in here. So as soon as I stepped outside again, there was a Frederick County Sheriff's deputy who came up. And then I said, hey, listen, I don't know why it's going off. He was great. Deputy Lucas. And then he came inside and he started clearing the building. And I'm like, that's a bathroom. That's so-and-so's office. And he literally, he was checking everything out. He was so thorough. And then two other deputies came up and they were checking the inside and the outside of the building, looking at windows. They were all around the building and they even went over to the trailer. I didn't know what was going on.
Of course you didn't. And
I got really scared because of everything with the magic school bus a couple of weeks ago. I was like, yeah, you just never know. But they were so great. They got here so quickly, checked everything out.
The magic school bus, help my memory here.
It was a couple of weeks ago when I came up and there was that school bus and that SUV, and it had the name of the school bus kind of scratched out. The windows were all blacked out. I took a picture. At first I was irritated that a school bus was taking up all of those parking spaces. I'm like, we're going to be rolling with all these people here. And I thought maybe somebody left it there. I wasn't sure what was going on. Took a picture, walked inside, and then I called police. But then when they came up and we were looking at everything, and then some other things happened with the bus, and I realized there were people on it, you could actually see people on the bus. That was very frightening.
Yeah,
it really was.
So you guys came and you cleared the building.
They cleared the building. Right. I was just saying, there's the downstairs. So thank heavens everything was kind of clean and decorated for Christmas because it's like having company in your house.
Well, I think maybe you guys didn't pay attention to the obvious, what obviously happened in here.
What happened?
It's all these dolls in this building. They've been here all week.
So you think it's haunted?
I think the demons have found these dolls. And I think that they had a little Christmas party. You see all the cookies and stuff in here? You guys walked right by them, and they're still here.
Stop saying that.
That's when they're the scariest.
Because I don't know for a good period of
time. It's
going
to go away. Look, these are
I cannot have the Frederick County Sheriff's Office out here every single morning clearing the building when I get here.
Well, look, maybe you should come in.
No.
Maybe you should reach out to your local priest and come in.
Stop.
And go through the building.
Stop.
And smudge it with sage.
Okay.
Because
now you're freaking me out.
These dolls have been here all week.
And okay, you're saying they're demon dolls. They're supposed to go to kids in the community.
They are. I know it's going to be Toy Day. I thought about this.
Here, Merry Christmas. Here's your demon doll.
Did you hear earlier?
Awful.
Earlier we were talking about Toys for Tots. Oh,
yes.
My goodness. Did you hear where we're going to be this weekend? So we have to. This is going to be Toy Day. And I've always been a little nervous about dolls. I've always been a little nervous, especially when they're still.
All right.
I don't
Tom's
look them in
be
the
out
eye.
At One Life Fitness from 3 until
eye.
5. Bring him nothing but dolls.
Yes.
You bring me the trucks.
No, you can.
From 5 until
no,
7, I'm at
yes.
Monocacy with Claggett.
You can
and,
bring,
well, Walmart on Monocacy with Claggett Enterprises.
Bring toys to me, but just don't have them face me. Don't have the eyes looking at me because they move. As they're going into that bag, the last thing they do, their eyes shift a little bit.
Stop.
They're
going to
see you on Christmas
stop.
Morning. Non-believer.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be a hard one. They're going to be toys all day. Or bring voodoo dolls. Those are fun at Christmas. They are. You can have some fun with a voodoo doll. Well, we'll make some suggestions later.
Oh, my God. We have to do it before 6 o'clock in the morning. We got that rule, right?
You can give Grandma diarrhea at midnight mass
Stop.
With a voodoo doll.
No!
All right. Give me that pen. Did it come with pens, or do we have to go to the voodoo pen store? Sounds of the season. I've been a pretty good boy this week. I just played Lady A, that beautiful Come Home for Christmas song. Didn't even flinch.
It was beautiful. Yes, you're right.
I'm doing a good job. I'm being a pretty good boy. This is the time of the year. You can't escape the music, Diana. It's always been my thing.
No, you can't.
You can look away from the lights. You can walk away from the chocolate chip cookies. But if the music's playing, you're going to hear that music.
You certainly are. And Google did this study, and they found out that different states, they like different music. So they found out that you know, what songs are trending in different states. Sure. They put out a list.
I'm fascinated by all these lists.
Yeah, and at first when I was looking it over, I thought, oh, Mariah Carey, that has to be like the number one song. It's actually not. All I Want for Christmas was only the number one song in just two states. And do you know what the number one song in 11 states is?
It is. What was this?
Feliz Navidad.
All right. Jose Feliciano, Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, Feliz Navidad, as a matter of
fact. Clay Walker does a pretty good job with that.
Mm-hmm. But that is the number one song. It's the number one song, the most searched for song in Maryland and Virginia. For Pennsylvania, the number one song is, and I actually like this. I think this is so sweet. It's There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays. And fittingly, for West Virginia, it's Run, Rudolph, Run.
Run, Rudolph, Run.
I mean, it's hunting season, right?
I like Run, Rudolph, Run.
Yeah.
I like that song. Run, Run, Rudolph. There's some rock gods who have done that one. I think Chuck Berry, Bruce Springsteen, Keith Richards, a lot of people. Luke Bryan. They all do a great job with Run, Rudolph, Run.
Yes, they do. So that is the number one in West Virginia. Now, I love Wham's Last Christmas.
That's a great song.
It is, right?
Yes.
And it only ruled in two states, Oregon and Wyoming. And if you're thinking, okay, if you're like me and you love All I Want for Christmas from Mariah Carey, the only place that it was number one, there are only two states, New Hampshire and Hawaii.
I was worried about the day when we said what Christmas song should never be played again. And how many people within the sound of our voice had never played that song again. I thought, I hope Diana could take this like a man. Because that's a horrible Christmas song. And
I guess you're saying, can Diana take a hint?
Yeah, no, that's fine. That is fine. I'm pretty
we
open-minded.
Still love it.
I'm open-minded about this Christmas music stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I used to DJ holiday parties. Lucas McCain's, and when I was in Chicago, same thing, nightclubs.
Yeah.
And sometimes when that Christmas party, it was my job as a DJ to make them dance as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of difficult pulling Christmas music out. When things would slack off, you put on Feliz Navidad, that would pick things up for about two
really?
Minutes.
Really?
You got about 2 minutes when everybody's bopping around to get them back on the dance floor. That one works. That one works.
Okay.
I love this Christmas music. I'm having a wonderful time playing it. I'm going to play one for you. Coming up here in just a minute.
Okay.
I'll play one for you.
Oh, no.
It might even be...
It's the hippopotamus song.
No, I know. I'm
not
going to play
Dominic
that.
It's not Dominic the Donkey,
no,
is
I don't
it?
No, I don't even have anything here. I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't even know if it's in the system, but I'm going to play one for you.
All right, thanks.
It might even be Mariah Carey.
Oh, really?
It might
no,
be.
No, it's not going to be Mariah Carey.
Well, we're big 4-H FFA backers, so livestock is... I've already used that joke. Before. Come on, Wyoming, Oregon, you got to be hipper than this.
Oh my gosh!
Wham!
I love this Christmas. I love this. And talk about the calls that got. I love that too.
All right,
my very special friend. I don't know who she
is.
What did she want to hear?
It's because I did this for you.
Okay.
Yeah, young lady wants to hear Mariah Carey.
You are my best friend, whoever that is.
She said Merry Christmas, and a guy wants to hear You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Throw Raven's Cross. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Wham! Last Christmas.
I love this.
I know that you like that.
Yeah, thank you.
I've got some Christmas stuff for you. We need a Buddy the Elf. We need Buddy the Elf trivia.
Yes, we're going to have that. Mm-hmm.
So I saw the video of this earlier in the year of Jimmy Fallon and Dolly. They were in Dollywood and they were in a horse-drawn carriage. And that is tonight. Dolly Parton's Magic Christmas airs tonight on NBC.
Is it really? Okay.
Jimmy Fallon, Willie Nelson, Billy Ray Cyrus, Miley Cyrus, Jimmy Allen, Zach Williams, and other people. And it's all about the Christmas spirit. And I think Billy Ray and Willie and I'm not sure, Miley, are the spirits of Christmas past and present and finding Christmas cheer throughout the holidays with Dolly Parton tonight. Plan to watch? Could be a holiday classic?
Well, probably not. You know,
Of course. No, we're not going to see that. You know that song, Last Christmas, that triggered, I think, a movie, Last Christmas.
It's party time.
It's a party!
WFRE and Voila specialties and other goodness love to celebrate.
And if you were born on this date, we're about to celebrate you.
Let's see who's having a birthday today.
Happy birthday on this 1st of December to Janet Shoemaker, Dawn Cross, Glenda Lepore. Happy birthday, Jessica Moeller, Jen Legg from Germantown. And Lois Kaiser Strickland celebrated birthday.
We also want to say happy birthday to Dulcie Brooks as well as Debbie Harris. Linda Burkhead celebrating today. David Tracy is too. Nathan James Miller from Braddock Heights turns 14 today. Happy birthday, Crystal Keckler, as well as Becky Glidden from Boonesboro.
Happy birthday, Crystal, and happy birthday We had somebody else in there. We can't stop down and wish everybody a very happy birthday. Somebody who we know and love.
Here's what's coming up next with the Free Country Wake Up Crew. Thanks to Eric Smock Heating and Air Conditioning. Now that's comfortable living.
So nobody posted the pics of the family in the matching PJs for the Christmas cards to send out to people.
Now, I can show you some of ours from Christmas past.
I can post some. I mean, I'm looking at some, and nobody put any up. And most people say, nah, we don't do this, but somebody does this.
Somebody does.
People
do
this. If
you do that, let us know.
Yes.
Call us up. And why?
And why? And we'll talk about how cute it is.
Yeah.
I want to see your pictures of your family wearing the matching PJs of your Christmas. Did this photo get sent out to people as a Christmas card?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
I did put it on Facebook. We were wearing the Buddy the Elf smiling
is
my favorite,
right?
Those t-shirts, and then we had on matching pajama pants.
Yes, yeah. No, please, it's fine. I want to see your Christmas photos of your family photos. Maybe as we get toward the holiday, people will feel more Christmas cheer and be willing to sell.
Sure,
to share.
Sure. Now, we may do it this year. We're going to see Lexi a week before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So we may do that. Lexi is big into that kind of stuff.
She
is. If it were me, I'd just say, no, let's all be comfy. She is so into that and so insistent. And then she kind of gets everybody drug into her little Christmas dream.
And then
before you know it, we're wearing matching stuff.
Jeff goes along with this?
She's very insistent. She's daddy's little girl.
Well, then
so
you
what
can
do
it.
Think?
You got to do it, man.
Yeah.
You got to put it on the PJs.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they want, because it comes and goes.
Yes.
Comes and goes really quick. You're making me feel bad, Diana, because it was just about a year ago, just for kind of a joke. I saw that on social media. Look, Diana, you can get this stuffed animal that looks just like Rocky and Chloe.
Oh, no, that was a
and
debacle,
and then
$400
later, yeah. And months later, you got something that looked something like one of your animals. And now, you see, you can get your
mm-hmm.
doggy's faces on socks, t-shirts, a comforter, a hoodie, or the engraved, I think it's Lucite.
Yeah, it's
I don't know
the
if it's art, crystal glass.
It is Art Picks, and I've been seeing that on Facebook.
Diana,
and I thought,
don't bite.
How cute would that be
yes.
to get maybe a keychain necklace for Lexi?
For what? For the pets right now, for Rocky and Chloe
yeah,
right now,
where
or
they
the
would
family?
Get a little picture.
Well,
just a little picture.
All right.
Well, yeah, I think it would be cute. I could get the keychain for Danny, and then maybe a necklace for Lexi, and then I thought, well, if I do that with Rocky and Chloe, am I going to have to get her another one with her cat?
She's got a kitty. What's the cat's name? Daisy?
Kiara.
What is it?
And
Kiara
she calls her
is the kitty.
This, when she got the cat a couple of months ago, and I think it's maybe a year, it could be a little over a year.
Yeah.
It was real little.
It was a kitten.
Kittens, it was a kitten.
Kittens are small, and
it
now here we
huge.
Are. And so now it's a cat.
I mean, it is like a huge cat. I told Lexi, I said, wow.
Did she not realize when she got the kitten that it was going to be a cat eventually? A
no,
full-grown
no, she
cat?
Loves it. She doesn't care.
Sure.
And I am the one who's a little shocked. And I told her, I said, Lexi, you know your cat is bigger than our dogs. And she goes, well, yeah, Mom.
All right. They, look, are those things worth it or are they not worth it? Now, the engraved things are a little bit pricey, right? $100 maybe, right?
I don't know. It says buy two and get two crystals, get like
20% off. Oh, they got a BOGO deal on them, so there you
I
go.
Guess.
Go ahead and get a whole bunch of them.
I
don't know if they're worth it, Diana. I don't know if they're worth it.
I don't know if anybody's gotten it to let us know. It's the Art Picks, but it's just so cute. Last year I had gotten the pesties.
The pesties,
and, you know,
yes.
I got Chloe for Lexi, Rocky for Danny, and then it took forever to come in, and I paid extra so it would be here by Christmas. What came in for Rocky did not look like Rocky
no,
at all.
No.
Oh, I was so upset, and then I was going back and forth with Pesties, and it was getting very contentious. Called our credit card company that I had put the orders on. They were saying, nope, she gets her payment
all
back.
All my fault.
And
all this was my fault.
No, it's not. And then Chloe was supposed to arrive before Christmas, did not come until the day after Christmas. But when I opened the box and I saw Chloe, looked exactly like Chloe.
Oh,
so, yeah, and what they ended up doing was remaking the dog and sending us the real Rocky.
All
so
right.
I was happy.
You were
with
a
it.
Satisfied customer at the
I
end
was.
Of this.
At the end of it, I was a very satisfied customer, and the kids loved it.
All
it's
right.
just, it does look like our dogs, and they'll always have it.
All right. And so just get them tattoos. Get them tattoos. Give them the money to get tattoos. You won't have to worry about keychains or socks or belts or anything.
Tattoos?
They'll always
That's what you
have...
want me to do. Okay, yeah. Hey, kids, here's a couple $100. You each get a tattoo of the dog.
They're, you know, I bet they're thinking, yes, finally.
It's a wild, weird world out there. Want proof? Fourth Dimension Fun Center presents the Free Country Wake Up Cruise Ridiculous News.
Love 4D Fun Center. Love this time of the day. We break down a ridiculous news story. What are we going with this morning?
Well, there are many people who suffer with acne on their face and they're thinking, oh, I need some expensive lotion to go ahead and get rid of the acne, cleansers, things like that. Well, there's a new TikTok trend that is saying, hey, guess what you can use to get the acne off your face? It is Head and Shoulders.
Head and Shoulders dandruff shampoo.
Yes. Now, dermatologists say it's not a cure-all. It could work for some and not others. This one girl, Elise, she went and posted it on TikTok, and she said, you know what? I've been using it for years. My dermatologist said, hey, listen, your face is part of your head. You can go ahead and use it. It does work for some people. And she said, used to use it a lot when I was younger, and it helped my acne. Then I started to use something more expensive when I was making more money when I was older. Acne came back. She went back to using Head and Shoulders, and she said it worked like a charm. As a matter of fact, she even got generic versions of Head and Shoulders.
Yeah.
And again, some people are saying, yeah, it works. Others saying, no, it doesn't. So I guess it just depends, but some dermatologists are saying, yeah, you can use Head and Shoulders.
Well, you know, if a girl's got, like, you know, heavy facial hair, it'll help her facial dandruff. That's what Head and Shoulders is for. So dandruff won't be falling out of her mustache. You know, if she hadn't waxed that day, it won't come out of her mustache or sideburns. So it works both ways.
Do you think all women have, like, heavy mustaches and facial hair and things like that? Oh. And that we get waxed every day? Because if we don't, we're going to end up looking like you?
That dandruff falling into their eggs is disgusting.
You're
Head
disgusting.
And Shoulders for your facial hair.
Stop!